17. Outside and down the block, Jack watched as the woman in the suit turned into Anderson's driveway. Anderson came out and helped her with her things. She didn't have much, traveling light. One of her bags was from Walmart, so that was where she'd gone, maybe to get a nightie and a toothbrush. Judging from the look of her, the nightie would be ugly, and the bristles of the toothbrush would be hard enough to draw blood from her gums. He took a nip from his flask, and as he was screwing on the cap and thinking about going home, why not, since all the good little children went for the night, he realized he was no longer alone in the truck. Someone was sitting on the passenger side. He had just appeared in the corner of Hoskins' eye. That was impossible, of course, but he couldn't have been there all along. Could he? Hoskins looked straight ahead. The sunburn on his neck, which had been relatively quiet, began to throb again, and very painfully. A hand came into his peripheral vision, floating. It seemed he could almost see the seat through it. Written on the fingers, in faded blue ink, was the word MUST. Hoskins closed his eyes, praying that his visitor would not touch him.
"You need to take a drive," the visitor said. "Unless you want to die the way your mother died, that is. Do you remember how she screamed?"
Yes, Jack remembered, until she couldn't scream anymore.
"Until she couldn't scream anymore," said the passenger.
The hand touched his thigh very lightly, and Jack knew the skin there would soon begin to burn, just like the back of his neck. The pants he was wearing would be no protection. The poison would seep right through.
"Yes, you remember. How could you forget?"
"Where do you want me to go?" The passenger told him, and then the touch of that awful hand disappeared. Jack opened his eyes and looked around. The other side of the bench seat was empty. The lights in the Anderson house were out. He looked at his watch and saw it was 11:15. He had fallen asleep. He could almost believe he'd just had a dream. A very bad one. Except for one thing. He started the truck and put it in gear. He would stop to gas up at the high station on Route 17 outside of town. That was the right place because the guy who worked the night shift, Cody, his name was, always had a good supply of little white pills. Cody sold them to the truckers, either highballing north to Chicago or down south to Texas. For Jack Hoskins of the Flint City PD, there would be no charge. The truck's dashboard was dusty. At the first stop sign, he leaned over to his right and wiped it clean, getting rid of the word his passenger's finger had left there. MUST.